All right, live in Los Angeles, well, the beautiful San Fernando Valley from the studios of 88.5. I'm Nick Harcourt, and I'm here with Girl Ultra, who just put out her new track, seven-track EP, El Sur. It came out the end of April, kicked off a 23-date North American tour last week that lands in L.A. tonight at the Roxy. So great to meet you. It's live. Thanks for coming in. Nan from Girl Ultra, how's the tour going so far?
Hi, Nick.
So
nice
to meet you.
Thank you for having me here. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure.
It's been fun. We just finished touring Texas, and people's energy there is crazy. Like, the Latino community, it's so big, and they're just, like, willing to, like, just give everything they have inside every night. And I don't know, we're excited to just play and land in the Roxy tonight.
Everyone's just happy to be anywhere at this point, I think. I can't imagine, as a touring band, how tough it must have been for you to not be able to play for a couple of years. You must be so excited to be out again.
We really are excited to move, and I feel like in our team, like, we are very close friends. So I don't know, like, Ricardo, it's like the guitar player, but he's also like a tour manager, and he's also like a foodie. So he enjoys like moving around and showing us like places to eat or something like that. Or I don't know, like being able to sometimes see other bands or like connect with friends that we have met like abroad. It makes it like so much more interesting and very rich, and that's what we miss the most about being on the road.
Can you introduce the other two musicians in studio with you?
Oh, for sure. There's Sammy on the drums. Play something, Sammy. Two thumps.
Prove you're here.
Andrew on the bass.
There you go.
And Ricardo on the guitar.
Well, it's great to meet you all. We hung out for about half an hour or so. I can tell it's a tight-knit group of friends as well. And you're live with us today. What are you going to start off with?
I'm going to start with the first song of the EP called Cosas Que Nadie Ve.
All right.
And there's not much to say about it. It's just about like the secretive love in Mexico City that happens in like a very specific place.
Mm. All right, we're going to listen to it now. It's Girl Ultra, live at 88.5.
Sabes que te conozco más de lo que pueden ver. Yo no sé muy bien dónde va a guardarnos cuando ya no esté. Quererte está bien duro, pero se me da tan absurda. Sabes que por días secretas dejo de lo todo. Esas cosas que
I'm
Girl Ultra Live at 88.5. I think it's actually 88.5 Live. I've got to get it the right way around. I'm Nick Harcourt. We're live on YouTube. And Girl Ultra in studio here. So good to see you guys. You talked about that song being the first one off the new EP, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about the EP? First of all, it's named after where you grew up on the south side of Mexico, right? Mexico City, yeah.
Muchas gracias. Well, the whole concept of this song is a little bit messy in my head, but I feel like it was just about like new beginnings when it comes to like experimentation in the sound and the lyrics, and it was very very close to all of these awakenings I had when I was a teenager in the Mexico City South Side. That's where I grew up in. And I don't know, it feels like all of these new times, like sexual awakenings, musical awakenings, friendship awakenings, and they all, I just wanted to like give a space and time, like pin the location of where all these reminded me of. So that's why it's called El Sur.
So growing up where you did, what kind of kid were you?
I was a little stubborn. And I really wanted to grow up. I really wanted to be an adult.
You didn't want to be a kid too long.
I didn't want to be a kid.
Yeah.
I was an emo kid.
Uh-huh.
So I was like trying to like sneak out of my like grandparents. I lived with my grandparents and my mom. So I was trying to just like get in parties, and I had a fake ID. And I don't know, it was pretty fun to just like mingle in this nightlife that didn't really belong to me at my age. I was like 16 and sneaking in very bad clubs, not really cool
right.
clubs. But
so you were in a bit of a rush to grow up.
Yeah, now I want to go back.
Yeah, now you want to go back.
Yeah.
So what about the music as a kid? What was the music that was around you?
Well, my parents, like none of them like does any musical stuff, but they're music lovers, like with all that means, you know?
Sure.
My mom used to listen, well, she listens to this Mexico radio station called 95.3 Amor.
Okay.
And they just play like 70s and 80s and 90s ballads, like love songs. So I grew up listening to that. I know all of those songs by heart, every word. And my dad, he's like the classic rock dad.
Right.
But he was like trying to give me like this musical taste. He put like so much effort into it. Like he was, they got divorced. So he used to like every 15 days we used to like hang. And he brought me like a ton of CDs, and he was like, okay, so you're going to be a Pink Floyd fan. And that didn't really resonate with me, but he tried so hard.
Didn't stick.
And I don't know, sometimes like some cheesy, like Rev Speedwagon or Journey.
Wow. All the sort of classic 70s
rock. Yeah, classic
rock.
That rock. Yeah. And I don't know, even like soundtracks, like Ennio Morricone's like soundtracks.
Well, that's good
or,
stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Aretha Franklin or like Spanish, like music, rock en español, like Caifanes, I don't know, Size, a lot of like rock, Mexican rock bands.
Right. But when you started off, you were more of a sort of R&B singer, really, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's what kind of music that I grew up with, like indirectly, because it got infiltrated in pop music in Mexico, like OV7, Sin Bandera, and that was playing on the radio, but I didn't really know it was R&B. And then, I don't know, like all of those like Nickelodeon jingles were kind of R&B, like That's So Raven, and it was all around, but I didn't really knew what that was. And then when I was like 15 years old or even younger, like I loved Beyonce and Destiny's Child. And then when I gained like some more like musical criteria and like hunger, I started like illegally downloading songs. And then I got into like the Soulquarians and J Dilla and Erykah Badu and all of that like wave.
Right.
So that was what made me have a need to experiment with that genre in my own language, in Spanish.
Right. So I know that that's that was your start in music, and you've done very well at it, obviously. But you're shifting gears a little bit with this new EP, and I want to come back and talk about that. But why don't we get you to play another song first, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more, if that's okay?
Oh, for sure.
What are you going to play for us next?
We're going to play Para Que Te Acuerdes De Mí.
All right. It's Girl Ultra, and this is 88.5 Live.
Thank you. Esto es para que te acuerdes de mí, de los platos que algún día rompí. Yeah, no, no good, yo soy no good. I'm no good, no, no, no good, babe. Quiero confesarme aunque no lo pidiendo. En una de esas puede que me vaya al cielo. A veces amo lo peor de mí. Quiero un poquito más de lo que me merezco. Un veneno que ya no me mate el ego.
Sounded good. It's Girl Ultra.
Thank you.
88.5 live out of our studios here in Northridge in the San Fernando Valley, wherever you're watching or listening to us. If you're in LA, by the way, tonight, the Roxy is the place to be. There's a show there. What, it's like the sixth show of the tour, I think? You're just sort of starting, right? About a weekend?
Yes, we just did Texas, and this is our first like West show, like West Coast. And I'm very excited. Like, it's good to be on tour with friends.
Yeah.
Wherever we are.
Yeah. And I should point out that, thank you, by the way, for doing this interview in English, because originally Byron Gonzalez, who runs our Latin Alt HD3 channel, which are presenting the show tonight, by the way, was going to do this and he couldn't. So I stepped in for him. So thank you for putting up with it.
No, yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this new EP. You said that you sort of really wanted to change it up a little bit. And I read something where you said that the pandemic had really sort of made you think about what you were doing and how you wanted to express yourself and the energy. So can you tell us a little bit about that and how you sort of shifted a little bit during the last couple of years musically?
Well, I feel like I always wanted to make this kind of music, but I was waiting for like a maturity that I feel like I had to earn for myself. Mm. And the pandemic just made me aware of how much I needed like to go up on BPMs and even like translate that into the live shows, and energetically I was craving for more. So I started Girl Ultra, like my name, as a house DJ in Mexico City like six years ago now.
Mm.
And I always wanted to have like that control. It sounds kind of like creepy, but I really wanted to have that kind of control a DJ has over people when you give them like a four on the floor.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
And then translate that into a live show with musicians playing.
Right.
Like sometimes if you give a club song to a person that doesn't know who's playing or who's singing or whatever, they're going to like shake their heads a little bit or even like beat like naturally the the rhythm makes the body move. And I wanted to experiment that with the music. And the rock part of the EP was definitely comes from my rock dad. And that's what I really listen to every day. So I just wanted to find like a conducting way of making Girl Ultra into that path.
Yeah, so just sort of connecting all the dots and bringing all those influences together.
And, yeah, for sure. And trying to make them organically, you know.
Yeah, and sound like you and not somebody else. Yeah, I get it. But the influences are clearly there. Tell me a little bit about your time DJing. I'd love to know a little bit more about that. How did you start DJing?
I started DJing at this collective called Trick or Treat. They used to do like a lot of French house gigs and everything. Like all of these guys from Ed Banger came to DJ, and Rush Musique, there's like a collective in France, and they used to DJ, so I used to open for them. And I don't know, I actually like really got into R&B through like R&B edits, like house edits and everything, right, with the vocals and everything. That was what made me like become like a composer that specifically made R&B in Espanol. But I don't know, like I was pretty young. I got out of high school and I was gonna get into film school, but I didn't really do it because I was already like signed making music. Right. And I was DJing, like my mom was going crazy, like me at my 18, 19 years old, being at night, like just playing songs.
I want to talk a little bit about the visual aspect of what you do, because we were talking about videos before we went live, but why don't I let you guys get into another song first, and then we'll come back and talk again. Girl Ultra is our guest, and you are watching, I think. Yeah, this is YouTube Live, and it's 88.5 Live in studio. What are you going to play for us next?
This song is called Nada Que Hacer, and I wrote this song about like having nothing to do in a big city as Mexico City, like having many options, but then nothing's like resonating with you. So now you're all glammed up with wearing some boots like the ones that you have today. Like he's wearing amazing boots, like Mexican leather.
I put them on for you because it's the right place, obviously, to debut my new boots. It's the first pair of shoes I've bought in 3 years, or worn for that matter. I've just been wearing sneakers for the last couple of years. So yeah,
they're fabulous.
They had to have their day out. But sorry, you were saying.
But yeah, like wearing the amazing boots like yours and having nowhere to go.
All and dressed up and nowhere to go.
All dressed up and nowhere to go. Yeah. And then you stay in your room and then suddenly you don't have that bad day that you were thinking of. So I don't know, this is kind of a rant song.
Do it.
Thank you.
No.
They're just knocking them down here live at 88.5 Live, guest in studio, A Girl Ultra. And we talked before that last song. I was going to start asking you about the visual aspect of what you do, because I've watched a couple of your videos. The video for Punk, by the way, is just one of my favorites that I've seen recently. How did that collaboration come about? First of all, with the artist that you work with, Lil Jesus, and then the folks who made the video, because you just told me a really interesting story before we went live.
Well, for this EP, I really wanted to go like more cinematic and more simple, and I was focusing, instead of the like the story and the plot of the video, was more of the feeling. Like, on Amores de Droga, I'm running away from something. Mm. And that's the movement of running away from something. And in Punk, I'm running towards something. So I really wanted to capture that. And with Santiago, like the collaboration, just like most of my collaborations come from a friendship or become a friendship.
Sure.
And it felt, I invited him to like write the song when he was already finished, because I really enjoy like the way he speaks about the city, and he grew up in the same place that I did. So I really wanted somebody to just like jump right in, and I just invited him for Punk, and it was felt very natural. We already had a song before, so there was like the part two of that vibe, and we were singing like together. And for the video, I wrote the video. I usually like write my own videos, but trying to find like somebody to direct them. Mm. Like a different, like another pair of eyes.
Yeah, another perspective.
Another perspective to it. So I really wanted to capture like that hecticness of Mexico City, like the punkness that I remembered when I was younger. So there's this couple of guys called Girls. It's a project from Mexico City, like electronic. And they're like these two guys, Diego and Luca. And I met him like through the internet. And they are just like these video junkies. They're like 21, 22 years old.
So 21. You were just putting the word out on the net, like looking for collaborators to do this. And these two guys were like, sure,
we're in. I had them like spot on. And I was like, I really want this vibe. I'm going to tell these kids. So I was a little scared at the beginning, but they are like so professional and so young. And I don't know, we just like, we're running around neighborhoods, like around like my high school in La Colonia del Valle. A lot of people tell me like, oh, I know where that is. Like the graffiti, it's a very long like graffiti wall. And we're just like running from one place to another. Right. And it was pretty organic. Like, I don't know, it felt nice to like run around the neighborhood. Like shooting, and Santiago used to live there too, like from Little Jesus. So it was a nice experience.
Yeah, there's nothing like running around with a couple of guys with cameras just shooting stuff on the fly, yeah. Right? It just brings such an energy to yes. to the whole thing. I mean, obviously the music is already, you know, recorded, and I'm guessing listening to it as you're doing all that, but you can certainly see that in the energy. As we mentioned, the EP came out about a month or so ago, and I just do want to remind anybody who is listening, watching in Los Angeles, the band are playing tonight at the Roxy, so get yourself down there. It's presented by our Latin Alt HD3 channel. Looking forward, obviously this tour is going to keep you out, I think, for another month or so. What's coming up for you guys later on this year?
Well, we still have like a long way to go with the US tour. Mm. We're visiting like tons of cities in the West Coast, in the East Coast, in the Middle West. What? Canada as well. Yeah, I was forgetting.
Don't forget Canada. No.
And we have like a couple of sessions that we're releasing. I cannot say a lot, but
gotcha.
We're just like touring El Sur and having fun. Like, go see us in your city.
Yeah. Do you write while you're on the road?
Sometimes. Like, this tour, not really. I feel like a little bit automatic, and I've been reading more than I've been writing. I've been, like, consuming, like, some ugly, like, Mexican comedian content that keeps my mind, like, I don't know.
Anybody we should be aware of? Are you going to recommend anybody right now?
Like comedians?
Yeah. Seeing as you bring them up.
there are tons of like great comedians. Like, I really enjoy, my brother is a comedian, and it's not because I want to like shout out my brother, but he's really good.
Yeah, it's please do.
Paco de Miguel. He is a comedian in Mexico. He's pretty young too. He's like 22 years old.
Right.
And there's this guy called Ricardo Farril. He's also like very, very nice comedian, like well-studied comedian.
Right. So we're getting comedy tips as well.
Yeah.
it's a fully rounded experience having the Girl Ultra in studio, I have to tell you. Listen, it's been so cool to meet you. You guys have got one more song you're going to play for us before we wrap things up. And obviously we'll say goodbye off the air and everything. But for the last time live on this session, Girl Ultra, what's the last song you're going to play for us?
We're going to play what we were talking about, like the video. Yeah. Punk.
Excellent.
Yes.
Take it away. Thanks again.
Thank you, Nick. Enjoy this.